Todd spent 30 years as a professional worship leader, pastor, and songwriter, and 15 years as a recording artist with Ardent Records. He came to DTS in 2013 to pursue his love for the original languages, which fueled his passion for the Bible. DTS afforded him the academic opportunity to merge his past work as a worship leader and musician with his new trajectory toward training the next generation of theologians, artists, and worship leaders. To learn more about Todd and his music, please visit his website at toddagnew.com. Todd is going to take the rest of the chapel. Would you join me in welcoming him to our chapel today?
Well, good morning. I appreciate everybody sitting in the back. It makes me feel like church. Sing together. Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Now, when a worship leader comes to seminary, they find professors that they connect with, that they love, that they trust, and they approach those professors and say, I am really excited for whatever your class is actually about, but I have a couple of questions. Do you know what psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs actually are? Are they like three different things? Or is it the same thing and it's repeated for emphasis? Is it Trinitarian? What's actually going on there? And the second question we have is, do you know what it means to worship in spirit and in truth? And so we're going to throw up these verses from John and read this together. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Now, I don't know how you read the Bible, but I take it pretty seriously, and I read it as if it's real, as if it's true. And when you do that, you run into some strange things happen when you read the Bible. Because if you just read it as a story, then when, the sea parts and people walk across on dry land, you're like, yeah, that's what happens. But if you're reading it like it's real, you're like, whoa, that is a huge deal. And I found from being a person that was like born on Tuesday, was in church on Sunday, that's kind of my life. I've heard these stories so many times that it's easy to just go, well, yeah, it's the Bible that happens. But I try to take that out of my reading and I try to really engage it with what it says. And when you do that, you start noticing little things. And one of the things you notice is this last sentence, God is spirit and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Do you see why that's weird? God is this, and so you should worship him like this and this other thing. You're like, wait, what? Why would we do that? I don't understand. And I'm not here to tell you why. I didn't write the Bible. But I do want us to take some time today to attempt to worship in truth. And I'm not going to go into a huge theological explanation of what that could mean and does mean. Instead, I'm going to go with the very simplest version of it, which is if you worship in truth, you should mean what you sing. And that doesn't mean that's all that this passage is about. We're just going to take that idea and try to do it. I found two problems with that. One, we sing some songs that we understand, but we don't mean. Like, I surrender all. When on a good day, I just mean, I surrender some. And I think if we're really honest, most Sundays we're singing this at the end of church, and I really just mean, when are we going to lunch? And so we sing things that we understand the words, but we don't really mean that. And I've had to really say, okay, I need to stop all the other things that are going on in my head and going, can I really do this? Can I ask for this? Can I pursue this? But then the other problem that we have sometimes is we actually don't know what the words mean that we're singing. Now, this is seminary, so you guys know that when you get to the second verse of Come Thou Fount and you sing Here I Raise My Ebenezer, you know what that means. But I, as a kid growing up in church, thought that Ebenezer was a name for an old guy, and I was not raising one of them in church. In fact, I had no intention to ever do that, and yet I sang that song all the time. So we sing some of these things that we don't know what they mean. And sometimes we sing words that we understand. We know technically what they mean, but we haven't really thought about what this phrase might mean. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to sing this song, and we're going to say, hey, what does this mean? So let's start at the beginning. Come thou fount of every blessing. The first word is come. So what does that mean? Nobody knows. It's not hard, actually. We're starting easy. Okay, what mood is this verb in for my language people? Yes, it's an invitation. It's an imperative. It's an invitation to be somewhere. Second word is thou. What does that mean? This one's real easy. Jump on it. You, yes. See, if you'll go early, you get the easy answers. So any imperative, you are always talking to a you, either singular or plural. So you're inviting you, some you, we don't know who that is yet. And then we have the word fount, which is short for fountain of every blessing. So we're inviting you, who is the fountain of every blessing. So you're the source of every good thing. So now that we've defined that, we're like, okay, well, that can only be one being. It must be God. We're inviting God and recognizing him as the source of every good thing. Okay, so what's the problem with that? Yeah. We're inviting someone to be present that is an omnipresent divine being. Wherever you might be, I just hope that, well, I want to invite you here. Yeah, that's a weird thing to do. But we don't think that because it's come thou fount of every blessing. We've sung it every other Sunday for our whole lives until we started changing the songs and singing all kinds of other songs. So we just assume that it makes sense, but it doesn't. So why would you invite someone that is already present? That's like turning to one of you and say, hey, Rebecca, come. Come be here today. You're like, that's a weird thing to say. And so I thought about this. I wrestled it for a long time until I realized that I'm married and if I go to dinner, my wife's going to come with me. That's just going to happen. But that doesn't mean there's not a value in inviting her. It's not saying, hey, you're welcome to come. It's saying, I see the value in you, and I want you to be here with me. So let's sing this again. And invite him, but knowing that he's here and saying, hey, I want you to know that I want you to be here. I want to engage with you this morning. Let's sing this together. Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Tune my heart to sing thy grace. We skip right over it, but it's really a confusing sentence. And then I thought about, do my hands know what to do to play Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing? Yes, they do. But they could be doing... What's the problem there? Well, my right hand's playing in, you don't care, but it's playing in D flat, and my left hand is playing in D. Those two things don't go together. It's out of tune. I usually do this illustration with my guitar, and there's six tuning pegs, and you can go, see, I know how to do this, but if you do this, then it doesn't matter if I know the motions, it's still gonna be out of tune. But last time I did it, when I tuned it back, a string broke, so I just decided not to go with that today. So we're coming and saying, hey, God, we can't fix ourselves. We can't prepare ourselves in a way that we can even worship you. So we're asking you to do that for us. So let's make that request this morning. Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Streams of mercy never ceasing, not just a moment of it, but an extended, a never-ending flow of mercy. And that mercy requires a response. It requires us to celebrate it, to sing about it. Songs of our loudest praise. But it's our loudest praise for God's mercy in our lives. And I think many times we sing songs in church and we go, your mercy is so big. Okay, next song. And I found for me, it's more helpful to go, your mercy is with my kid right now who is struggling with this. And I saw your hand work in this way. That mercy requires my loudest praise. God is a generic, merciful thing. Sometimes I can kind of skip over it. It's a Sunday school point. But I want you to think of something that His mercy has been active in your life. And let's sing this to Him. Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Teach me some melodious sonnet. What's a sonnet? Yeah? A sonnet is a poem. Thank you. From the back. Melodious means having a melody. So therefore, you put a melody and a poem together and you get kind of. It depends on how you view poetry. You really, with a good poem, you probably get a train wreck. But that's obviously what he's trying to say. I want you to teach me the song. Not the screen, not the worship leader, not the new cool writer. I want you to teach me a song sung by flaming tongues above, which means angels, okay? So I want you to teach me how to respond to you the way the beings that are actually in your presence respond to you. Let's ask him to teach us a song this morning and then worship. Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise, and teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Let's keep going. And here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. And oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. So let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. I'm prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it, seal it for thy courts above. Here's my heart, here's my heart, oh, take and seal it, seal it for thy courts above. Let's pray together. God, we do invite you, recognizing that you are a source of all good things. And we don't just invite you in here for a moment while we're singing, but we invite you into the next moment when we're driving and when we're studying, when we're listening, when we're texting, when we're doing whatever we're doing, we recognize that you are with us, and we want you to know that we're glad. And we ask you to meet us in those places and move in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.